Dubai Eye
103.8. We have got a very interesting guest in the studio because it is 8 months to go until Expo 2020. We're all incredibly excited. And today we go to explore one of the best pavilions at the world's greatest show, which is the Expo Live Pavilion. It's also called The Good Place. Do you notice a theme here? It's being built not only to leave people in awe, but also to inspire them to do great things. So it's very appropriate that we're talking to the architect of this building on Random Acts of Kindness Day. Ahmed Boukash is the Emirati architect who designed the Expo Live Pavilion. He's from the Dubai design firm Arch Identity. What a great gig. Thank you for joining us, Ahmed. Great to have you in the studio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Really lovely to have you here. How did you get the job? Like, what a cool thing to be able to design.
It's actually very simple. They just called. And they gave me the kind of challenge to design such an exclusive pavilion. And I immediately accepted. And that's the truth of the matter.
So you didn't have to do any sort of strange sort of talent show style process?
No,
they're just like, you're a good architect, come and do it for us.
Fortunately, yes. There was a lot of coverage beforehand in terms of our achievements. So it was only natural for us to be involved in such a prestigious project.
Because you've already been very much involved with Dubai Design District and sort of the master plans of Dubai's sort of development.
Exactly. Including this area as well. I do been working with the Dubai Development Authority and as well as with Dubai Properties Group as well previously. So I'm well versed with the regulations and also to meet client objectives within a short time span and given the best that we can in terms of creativity and quality.
So the Expo Live Pavilion, or The Good Place, what's it going to look like? Like, what's the general vibe? What's going to be in it?
Well, I think it's easier if I explain it through the concept, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so basically the concept was to express the core values of The Good Place and the Expo Live Pavilion, which embodies one core belief that innovation can come from anywhere to everyone for a better and more optimistic and prosperous future. And to combine that with our own design philosophy that every project should have a postmodern direction, meaning that it should be rooted to the local culture. We conducted a lot of research and we read in the book of Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid about the foundation of the UAE that started way back all the way from on the 18th of February 1968, where he told the story of the meeting between the late rulers, which was between Sheikh Rashid bin Sa'id al-Maktoum and Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan al-Nahyan. May God rest their souls. And the story is an amazing story where they met in a desert land between Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and they erected a Bedouin tent, a traditional tent oriented to the north, where they discussed and they met for the sole purpose of meeting the desires and needs of their people, which was to establish the United Arab Emirates. And we thought that that strongly connected with the initiative of The Good Place and the Global Fund, which is to bring people together and showcase their innovative thoughts to the world. So that kind of paved the way for this merging between two concepts.
And is it going to be quite a large space? Because I imagine that the Bedouin style tent wasn't sort of that large because it was just for the two gentlemen to have their discussions. Have you taken that and extra'd it?
Exactly.
That's the official architectural term, extra.
Exactly. Exactly. We abstracted it and we fit it to the scale that was appropriate for the Expo Live Pavilion. We looked at, of course, this design was not only designed by myself. In the end, we work as a unified team. Ms. Serene Ali and Mr. Takashi Mariyama, all of us worked collectively in order to establish this kind of unique form. And we get a lot of inspiration from Japan. And if you can refer that back to the development, you will notice that careful forms that were crafted in order to extract, or as you said, extrude this form, was actually inspired through origami type of folds, which also kind of conveys the pixelation of the idea. So it's kind of metaphorical in a way that an idea, if taken in a global context, should be abstracted, and it will spread out and influence all people around it, similar to a pixelated form or similar to reflections in a kind of a shard of glass. So this is the kind of direction.
So very helpfully, Z has just shown me a picture of it.
Yes.
And it's amazing how in your mind's eye, I was kind of imagining a tent, and you sort of imagine a flat top.
Exactly.
But it's not sort of got a flat top. Well, it's sort of got a flat top, but it's got these wonderful sort of peaks at the front.
Exactly.
I don't know why I'm trying to explain it better than its architect, but if you want to see a picture, it's on our social media at DubaiEye1038FM, and it's absolutely beautiful. And you can see the Japanese influences and the origami. You're right at the front. There's sort of fold upon fold upon fold in a sort of triangle arch.
Correct.
You're so kind. You're not looking at me.
Correct.
You're looking at me with an expression of sort of understanding rather than sort of why is she burbling along, which is brilliant. And so what's so fascinating is that you wouldn't necessarily expect an Emirati architect to have an interest in Japan and Japanese architecture. Where did that start for you?
Well, it started, I studied in the States before I went to Japan. I researched and I studied a lot of architecture from all around the world. The Japanese architecture specifically appealed to me through its simplicity and its natural form and shape, and also surface materials. And I felt that there was a strong connection between our own traditional architecture and that of the Japanese architecture. And I proposed the same theme and the same thesis abstract to the government, and I got the scholarship to study in Japan for another 3 years, and hence I went to Japan. During that, the whole focus was on the research of development on how to develop traditional architecture heritage of the UAE and how to make it propagated to the world through abstraction and through my own kind of theories. And I've actually had some prototypes that I'm executing now, which will be soon be completed, which kind of epitomizes this kind of direction.
Got another 8 months to go until Expo 2020 kicks off. We're all enormously excited about it. Today, we are talking about one of the best pavilions that is going to be at the world's greatest show. That is the Expo Live Pavilion. It's going to be called The Good Place, and it's been built not only to leave people in awe, but also to inspire them to do great things. Joined in the studio by the man who designed it, Ahmad Boukash, is the Emirati architecture from the Dubai design firm Arch Identity. We've been discussing with you already how the building looks, how the pavilion will look from the outside, sir. But what does it look like on the inside?
From the inside, of course, the initiative of the Good Place, which embodies the Expo Live Pavilion, it showcases the global innovations from innovators from all around the world. So all their innovations in terms of how an idea can be transformative and makes people's lives easier to make the future more prosperous will be showcased within the Expo Live Pavilion.
And the idea, so it's this beautiful design, which sort of is a combination between origami and the folds of a tent. And so how will it work on the inside? Because people will be queuing, won't they, to get into the pavilion?
Exactly. The unique thing about the Expo Live Pavilion, it did not only cater to when you enter within the building itself, even when you're waiting in line, because through our research, we noticed that the queuing times of these pavilions in the previous ones as well, it just keeps on increasing and increasing. So what our idea was, take the concept of a Bedouin tent, take its core principles, which is to create shade and a comfortable space in an open environment, apply that to the external facade of the Expo Live Pavilion so that when people are waiting in line for long hours, they actually see a pixelated, it's difficult to describe without looking at the image. However, it's almost like a pixelated shard that's 50% comprised of mirrors and 50% comprised of LED screens. And those LED screens portray the innovators interacting, and you can see them displayed. And alongside that, you will see the mirror reflecting your own reflection as you're waiting in line. So the main idea was metaphorical, that you yourself, while you're waiting in line, or what innovative idea can you propose to make this world better?
A sort of hot Instagramming spot, isn't it? Because it's going to work so beautifully of mirrors
exactly.
of yourself.
Yes.
And there'll be that reflective sort of combination.
Exactly.
It's so interesting how architects now have you have to think about how things are going to be Instagrammed.
100%.
I know that. Really?
It was actually highlighted as part of the requirements as well to make an to create an attractive external pavilion so that any visitor that visits it will be attracted to it, regardless of the age and regardless of the level of their understanding of the pavilion itself. So it should be easily understandable.
I think it's fascinating how whenever you go to hotels now, for example, they seem to sort of create corners, Instagrammable corners for this, you know, for the social media crowd. Mm. Mm. One of the sort of in all my reading about Expo 2020, it's becoming clear that that architects from all over the world are being pulled in to create pavilions and even, you know, everything down to the benches and other details at Expo 2020. As an architect, are you excited to see all these experts coming into the UAE? What sort of pavilions are you excited about seeing?
100%, especially the UAE pavilion itself, designed by Santiago Calatrava. You have the sustainability pavilion, you have the mobility pavilion, you have Bark Angels Group, you have Nicholas Grimshaw and partners, all who myself I have studied in my own education throughout the years. It's just an amazing, it's going to be a melting pot of star architects, and all you have to do is walk 5 minutes between one to the other.
It really will be special. Amazing. Sir, thank you so much for joining us. It's
thank
all
you.
Part of this building excitement for Expo 2020. Ahmed Boukash is an Emirati architect, and he is from the Dubai design firm Arch Identity.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.